President Obama delivered a sweeping speech today on Middle East policy, and he had tough words for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
The Syrian government must stop shooting demonstrators and allow peaceful protests. It must release political prisoners and stop unjust arrests. It must allow human rights monitors to have access to cities like Daraa and start a serious dialogue to advance a democratic transition.
We heard mention there of Daraa. It was in that southern city that the Syrian protests began. Many have been killed there. For a time, the city was cut off from the rest of the country, and it became a rallying cry for the Syrian uprising. NPR's Kelly McEvers recently traveled to Jordan's border with Syria near Daraa and sent this report.
Sami al-Maghrabi used to have a pretty boring job. For years, he would sit in his shop waiting for smugglers to buy stuff like tea and rice, stuff that's cheap here in Jordan, but will turn a profit back in Syria. Then the uprising started in Daraa, just a few miles away. Then the crackdown. Sami's shop became a kind of word-of-mouth news bureau for what little information was coming out of Syria. Sami says everyone on this side of the border has a relative in Daraa, which means everyone here has suffered.
The families have lost, like, brothers, sons, and children have lost their fathers.
Sami says no one expected Daraa to be the seat of revolt in Syria. But now that so many have died, he says the people will not stay quiet. Just down the road from Sami's shop is the border crossing into Syria. And just beyond that is Daraa.
We are standing on a kind of quiet, windswept road. Historically, it's along an ancient trade route that starts in Yemen and goes all the way up to Damascus. Lawrence of Arabia even passed through Daraa. He claims that, you know, he was sexually assaulted by Turkish officers back during the Ottoman times. That was during the First World War. The Ottomans eventually lost, and the English and French cut the region into separate countries: Iraq, Lebanon, Syria. A few years later, Arabs rose up against their colonial rulers. Syrian peasants just east of Daraa launched what is now known as the Great Arab Revolt against the French in 1925. History professor Michael Provence wrote a book about that revolt. He says once Syria shook off its colonial yoke and the socialist Arab nationalist Ba'ath Party took over, Daraa and the surrounding region actually prospered.
The Syrian government invested a lot of money in the countryside. They made sure that the villages were electrified, that they had telephone service, that they had reasonably good clean water and health care and schools and stuff like that.
That all changed when longtime Syrian ruler Hafez al-Assad died and his son Bashar al-Assad took over and began dismantling the caretaker state in the name of economic reform.
What that means is that some people have gotten enormously wealthy, mostly people who are close to the centers of power, and lots of other people have become a lot less prosperous than they used to be.
Add to that a drought over the last 2 years, Provence says, and it's no wonder Daraa and other rural areas have erupted in protest. Back at Sami al-Maghrabi's shop, sure enough, a driver from Daraa walks in the door. He doesn't want to give his name. He says his cousin was killed right before his eyes by a sniper shot to the heart. Now the driver says he and his friends in Daraa are fighting back. He says they corner army soldiers in dark alleys and steal their guns. Sometimes he says the soldiers make it clear they sympathize with the protesters. One of his friends recently was face-to-face with an army soldier.
And then he looked at him and told the army, what can we do for you? And then the army guy left his weapons and said, you can't kill me, kill us all.
It's incidents like these that lead analysts here in the region to predict that Daraa is poised to become something more like Benghazi, the stronghold of the armed rebellion in Libya, as opposed to the relatively peaceful protest scene in Egypt's Tahrir Square. As the first Daraa driver leaves the shop, another one comes in. Three of his sons were detained in the crackdown. He knows where one of them is being held. The other two are just missing. Up until now, I stayed in my house, he says. But this Friday, we're going. My wife, my sons, and me are going to the streets to protest. And if that doesn't work, he says, we'll see. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.